Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the first times that the Lord ever ministered to me along this line and used me was in healing school back in the early 80s, Brother Hagin's ministry. We taught on healing and taught about faith and believing to receive. The Lord had been ministering to me about miracles. Now, healings and miracles go together, but they're not exactly the same. A healing is a recovery from a diseased or broken sick condition, a restoration. And, the Bible talks in Jesus' ministry, there were recoveries. The Bible talks about the nobleman's son began to amend. So everything didn't just happen instantaneously. He started to get better and got better and better and better and was healed. And thank God for that. But then also there are things that happen just in a moment of time. It's a healing, but it's a miracle of healing. And then there are miracles that are not healings, but they're miracles. I mean, if there was a part missing and God put the part in a moment of time, well, you didn't get healed. You got new parts. There wasn't anything there to heal. It was gone. He put it in. Can he do it?
Yes.
Did he make the heavens and the earth?
Yes.
Did he make you?
Yes.
Well, why couldn't he do this?
Yes.
He can. He can. Miracles. So the Lord was ministering to me about this. And we're in a healing service in the afternoon. And the Lord dealt with me. Stand up right here. Because a lot of times we'd lay hands on people. And that's scriptural. But he said, don't do that today. Stand up and ask me to do miracles in your midst right here, right now. And then stand there and believe me. Believe to see them. Just stand there and believe to see them. So, man, we sang a little bit, and I stood up, and we led everybody in a prayer, and we said, Lord, we ask you, how many know this is scriptural in the book of Acts? They prayed as a congregation together corporately. They said, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders would be wrought and done in the name of your holy child, Jesus. And if you read the next chapter or two, you see that people got healed by Peter's shadow falling over them. You see amazing things. That's an answer to that prayer. That's an answer to that prayer. God did what they asked him to do. So this was somewhat new to me. I believed in healing and miracles, but I hadn't had a lot of experience. And so I stood up, had everybody stand up, and we all released our faith. And we said, God, we're asking you to do miracles right here and right now. So we just stood there and believed him and praised him and believed him and praised him and believed him and praised him. And things began to happen. Something happened over here. Something happened over there. Something happened over here. Something happened over there. After the service, a fellow came up, he and his wife. He looked a little sheepish, and she punched him. She said, tell him what happened. And I didn't know this, but I found out later, he didn't want to be there. She had been bugging him. She was a partner of Brother Hagin's, and she had been wanting to go to the campus and wanting to go to the school and healing center for years, and he wouldn't take her. He didn't go to church with her. And she came upon this, that there was some good lakes and fishing around the area, and he really liked to fish. And she said, well, I tell you what, you just take me up there and you can go fish. He said, well, now that's different. I'll do that. But then once they got there, she began to just plead with him, come to one service. Just come to this. And she was having a good time and getting good things. She said, you need to come. You come to one service. Well, the particular day he came, the preacher went long. And he would just fit to be tied. After the service, he was mad. He was upset. We had the miracle prayer. But he was mad, and he just a-fussing at her, cussing and carrying on, going, don't you ever ask me to come back. You know, sit through that for that long and all this kind of stuff. And they got in the car, and they're ready. He just carrying on, just being ugly. And he had this growth that had been on the back of his, just right below his neck for years. And he'd gotten a habit, it bothered him. Sometimes he'd gotten a habit of reaching back there and rubbing it. And he reached back there to rub it. And he said, "Put your hand back there." She put her hand back on his neck. She said, "Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It's gone, it's gone." He said, "Aw." And he got the rear view mirror and he kind of cranked it around, tried to see where he could see. And even though he said he wouldn't come back, there he was standing at the front of the church. Hallelujah. That happened in a moment of time. God, you believe God can do that?
Yes.
I've seen it. I've seen all manner of, I've seen him put bones together in a moment. I've seen him open ears, open eyes. Do you believe he can do it, saints?
Yes.
Have you read in the scripture that these kind of things have happened? Is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? He hasn't changed. He hasn't lost his power. He hasn't started doing something different. And he doesn't love us any less than he loved those people that he did these things for. Somebody say, "He loves me."
He loves me.
Well, if he loves you, he wants you healed.
Amen.
If he cares about you, he wants you free.
Yes.
He does not, do not believe that he wants you to struggle with these things for a while longer for any reason. Every disease has been laid on Jesus. And by his stripes, you were healed. It is not the will of God for you and me to be sick and broke and hurting. And the power of God is more than enough. More than enough. Somebody say, more than enough. His power is more than enough to heal us and to deliver us. Can you say glory to God?
Glory to God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus told her, he said, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. You would see the glory of God. Let me ask you some questions here. See if I got a believing bunch with me tonight. You can tell me already, huh? Do you believe that everything that we can see and feel was created from things unseen?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe, we were just talking about it a few moments ago, you believe a 99-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman conceived and had a baby that they named Laughter?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
You believe that a fire engulfed a bush and just burned but didn't burn up the bush and never hurt the bush? Do you believe that?
Yes.
You believe that? You believe that Moses' rod turned into a snake and then he picked it back up and it turned into a rod? You believe an entire nation of people crossed over in the midst of the Red Sea on dry ground? Do you believe it? You believe it? You believe that they wandered around out there for 40 years but their clothes didn't wear out and their shoes didn't wear out? You believe it? Do you believe in miracles? You believe in a God who can do things you can't explain? Hallelujah. Do you believe that while they were out there every day, bread, manna they called it, fell out of the sky and fed them? And that God caused water to gush out of a rock enough to quench everybody's thirst and water all their camels and their cows out of a rock? Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Yes.
I think I'm in the right place. Do you believe that they took Aaron's rod and they laid it up before the Lord and the next day it had leaves and almonds on it and it had no top and no bottom? You believe that? You believe that the people of God marched up to some of the biggest walls around a city in the known world, and while they shouted, those walls came down flat and they just went right in and took the city? Do you believe that happened?
Yes.
Somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
You believe Joshua stood out there in the middle of a battle and said, "Sun, stand still." And they had a whole extra day of daylight. Do you believe that happened? If God could do that, why couldn't he heal your heart? Why couldn't he fix your kidneys? Why? If he can do that. Well, if he wanted to. He loves you. He loves you. And it's not a matter of if he wants to. What did Jesus tell the man when he said, if you can do anything? What did he tell him? If you will believe. All things are possible to him that believes. Do you believe that the man of God stayed out by the creek when a drought was all through the land and ravens brought him food?
Yes.
Birds flew him in food every morning and every evening. Here it came. Here it came. Do you believe that the man of God was out with another man and he's chopping and his axe head fell in the water and he said, "Oh, man of God, it was borrowed," and he took a stick and he threw it in and an iron axe head come a swimming up to the top? And the man must have been in shock because the man of God said, "Well, reach in there and get it. Pick it up." Can a metal axe head swim up to the top? If you believe the Bible, it did. It did. Do you believe in miracles? You believe a man who was leprous and condemned to die with an incurable terminal disease went down in the river and dipped down and dipped down and dipped down, and when he come back up, his skin was clean like a baby's? Do you believe it?
Yes.
Well, then why couldn't God clear you up? Why wouldn't he? Oh, thank you, Lord. Can you take another couple of these? You believe a man can stay all night in a den with hungry lions and not even get snapped at? Do you believe men can be thrown into a red hot, burning fiery furnace and not be burned and not even have the smell of smoke on them when they came out? I believe it. You believe it? I believe it. If you believe that, then you'll believe that the dumb can talk and the deaf can hear again and the lame can walk and the blind can see. Come on. Then you'll believe that nothing's too hard for the Lord. Nothing is impossible to them that believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.